Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky. Put on your Dutch Landress, black Bengal goodies, and Russian white robes. We're in our hexy and Australian cashmere, thinking of Jonica, Peacock's Pygmy and Virtus. Nah, I'm just goading on you. Joining us today are the usual La Mancha Kinder Dons. Those are types of goats.
What's on this?
It was over my head.
I literally didn't get it until you said goats, and I was like,
I said, do your thing, do your thing.
Joining us today are the usual La Mancha Kinder Dons, including Kevin Fainting Jaeger.
Yeah.
Kimberly, our Irish game master and unofficial babysitter
they're
for
just
the hour.
Irish goats?
Yes, they are.
That's very appropriate for me. Thank you.
And with us today is someone you may have seen on Broadway in Motown or Once on This Island. He's now in the tour of Once on This Island, the revival, so catch him around the country. Let's give a big Broadway-wasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
And neighbor of the show.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Tyler Hardwick.
Y'all ready for this?
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Of course, of course. Well, you can follow him on social media at Tyler Har or at Tyler Hardwick 1, depending on if you're on Twitter or Instagram. But as Kimberly always points out, just write his name in the search and he'll come up.
Yeah, you really don't need the handle anymore. We
used to like spell it out for people and everything. And we're like, oh, you can just type their name.
They struggle. They do. But it's okay.
So the reason we said neighbor of the show is Tyler actually lives above me in my apartment.
Yes.
And I found Tyler because Tyler enjoys like warming up his voice in his apartment.
Warming up, yelling, singing.
So I was like literally in my apartment like having a glass of wine one night and I heard someone singing Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, yeah.
But singing it.
Not like at Broadway Con.
Right, no, this. Because at Broadway Con, you hear it every 5 minutes, someone is singing, like, one of those songs. But it was, like, right when you were in, like, the, like, final chorus of For Forever, and he was doing, like the high stuff, I literally just knocked on his door, and I was like, hello, you are singing this ridiculous song, and you sound amazing. My name is Kevin, I think I know who you are.
Oh, my God. So and that's like how Kevin stalked our guests.
It was literally a total creeper moment, but thank you for actually coming on the show.
I actually was more embarrassed. I was like, oh, Jesus, because sometimes I'm singing, half the time I don't even realize I'm singing.
Yeah.
Like my parents had a rule growing up, like no singing past 9, which I'd always get in trouble.
Right.
Because
so
I
you grew up in voiceless.
Yeah.
Voiceless. Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the thing, though. My sister used to make fun of me when I was little. She's like, do you know you're singing right now in the shower? And I was like, no.
I used to
say, I'm not singing, I'm performing.
Well, listen, I was feeling all the feels.
Yeah, I was just
like,
going
hey,
there.
You sound good. And I'm doing, we do this podcast, and I just was embarrassed. I was like, he probably hates me.
We do this podcast.
No, but
I already recorded this.
We had seen Once on This Island multiple times. And so, like, when you opened the door and we're talking, I was like, this is so embarrassing, but I saw the show 3 times, so I know who you are.
Actually, I think the first time we met was when we were in the stairwell, and our building is very small.
Yes.
It's very, like, intimate. It's not, like, a huge New York
right.
building.
I mean, yes, I've been there.
Yes.
And I'm walking past him, and we never see each other, which is weird. You know, it's a
I feel like I never see anyone in that building. And,
schedule.
Like, it's such a small hall, and it's crazy.
I'm passing him, and he goes,
yeah, there are
hey,
only, like, 4 apartments.
It was you're Tyler Hardwick. And I'm like,
yeah, I totally recognize
what's going on? What's going on?
Because I'm not at that, you know, I'm not at that level where, like, you know, a bunch of people are, like, stopping me on the street.
Sure.
Yeah. Once in a while,
like,
which
like,
is
yeah,
really
did
nice.
You accept a package for me?
Like, right. Yeah. I've you know, there's been some abandoned packages that we enjoy.
Yeah, it's great.
But as long as you don't know them. But yeah, I was like, I don't, who are you? And then.
And then I explained that I wasn't, a, I was like, well, okay, I was a creep, but like I was a creep with credentials.
The girl in 13G or
yes,
something.
14G.
14G. Is that,
yeah.
That's I what like, I picture you like singing along downstairs.
That's well, literally my life.
The way our apartment's set up, it's like two floors.
Yeah.
Like my particular one, and it's like two studios and they connect it with a staircase.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So now I have a rule, if I have to like yell or be angry, I have to do it on, you know,
the top floor.
Floor. Because he probably hears all of my worst human moments.
I'm trying to work out a note.
I'm writing a one-man show for you.
Right.
It's called Your Life in a Stairwell.
Oh my God.
So I actually have some questions about being Kevin's neighbor.
Mm. Oh.
Won't you be okay. My neighbor?
Oh God.
Have you ever heard High School Musical ending and then loud sobbing afterwards?
Not that particular situation.
Okay,
no.
sure.
I'll make sure to keep my ears open from now on. I
great.
Could be missing.
It's more frequent than you think.
Yeah.
Okay.
What smells come up from your floor?
What smells?
Pilgrim-style oatmeal.
Yes.
Nothing bad, I must admit. I would knock on his door.
Yeah, he would let me know.
I would. I'd be like,
sure.
Hey.
Would you? If you didn't know him, would
all
you?
All I smell is bad.
I've done it one time. When I lived in one of those huge buildings.
Sure.
Yeah.
There was like a mice situation and I'm like OCD clean.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't control that when
of
your
course.
Neighbors are dirty.
Right.
So I had no quorum being like, nope, not today. I said, hello.
There are mice now.
Can we clean it up? What's happening?
Was that received well?
It was received like a New Yorker.
Okay.
Which explains.
Yeah.
That explains everything.
I think
so many levels
to
that
our
level. Answer.
Yeah, we understand what that is.
Yeah,
so
yes. sure.
So no, but I understood.
Yes.
Like respect.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Respect. Totally. But as long as the mice leave, I'm good.
Right, yeah. Right. It's just come together.
Well, my other question was, have you heard him sing in the shower? And if so, what?
I've heard him sing, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Sometimes, what do you sing in the shower?
You know, if you can hear him, he can hear you.
Well, I never thought of that.
One time I was passing his apartment, and I heard him like, I don't even know what song, but I stopped, and I was like, oh, I get to listen to someone else when I sing. I did.
Oh, that's
he
so
sings
good.
Well. He sings well.
Thank you.
He sings well.
What do you sing in the shower?
I mean, we all
Rihanna?
Have our standard pieces.
Yeah, what are your standards?
I always do, this is so embarrassing.
We can go through hours.
What is the
no,
Sondheim?
No.
What's the Sondheim song from Saturday Night?
What more do I need?
Yeah, like a million people in the world, and what can they do?
That's would be called. So many people.
So many people.
It is in my book. Yeah. That's great of me. Cool.
So I do that one. I do Dear Evan Hansen as well because it's super fun. I usually do the Fur Forever because it's a really fun one to like your voice is getting with it, you're acting and all that kind of stuff.
You're acting, singing. It's
yeah, so I go through those.
You're not singing, you're performing.
Yeah. And then I always end with Mean to Me from Ain't Misbehaving.
Oh.
I've heard that. What also made me nervous because I'm like, oh, this must be someone in the industry, so I'm like, now I feel like I can't, you know, practice and be horrible.
And now you know it's just
because
this.
He'll be like, ooh, that wasn't right.
Oh, no.
Well,
no.
Only
now,
he was a casting director that lived below you or something.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, all of a sudden, like in the next couple
Chelsea.
Episodes. Yeah, right. In the next couple episodes, we're going to have like interludes of like, Kevin recording Tyler in the bathroom.
Do it.
Tyler in the bathroom
by
himself.
It's okay. Cheers. No, that sounds fantastic. Yeah. He can
well,
do
thanks
it.
For joining us. Well, before
nice.
We move on, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
We are drinking.
Of us all have the same thing.
Yeah, the Hudson Maple Cask Rye Whiskey. It is so good.
And Tyler's getting on that train
yeah.
as well.
I'm getting on the train. I'm not a heavy drinker, but
fantastic.
It's on the. We're all doing it on the rocks. No mixers. It's so
I
good.
I have a little bit of soda water.
Oh,
because
nice.
It's been a while since I've just had whiskey on the rocks.
Sure.
It's so good.
And although this is like the smoothest and best that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I needed just a little something.
I tried to tell my brother it tastes like
isn't
alcoholic pancakes, and he was like, that doesn't sound great. And I was like,
no.
It's better in my head.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can mess with that.
Yeah, it's not overly sweet. It's the perfect amount of sweet. Mm-hmm. But like that maple is so good.
Yeah, it's just
but like
really
a bourbon
smooth.
Pecan pancake. Now that's all I want.
Okay, yeah. See, you said it fancy like.
But a fraction of it would burn out. No.
Oh yeah, yeah. most of it would.
Yeah. And if it doesn't,
I put bourbon in my
even
pecan
pie. Then you at brunch, girl.
Yeah. Right.
So, what's your favorite show? Do you have a favorite musical or a play?
We're testing you right now.
Oh, God. I have, like, different genres.
Sure, go for it.
One of my favorite musicals that I was in was Dreamgirls.
Okay.
It's just a fun
it's
show.
It's so good.
Who are you?
Yeah, that was my next
question. CC.
Yes.
In Korea, mind you.
Cool.
In South Korea, yeah.
In Korean?
No.
Could you imagine?
No, I can't.
I learned eight words.
That's cool. Huh?
I know how to ask for water, and
I can say, hi, how are you, and I love you.
Is it the same word?
More Korean than me.
Huh?
Is it the same word?
No, but I had a boyfriend in college who studied abroad in Korea.
Oh,
and
cool.
So those are the two things he taught me.
Aww. Yeah.
And how to love?
Huh?
Never mind.
And how to love is what she just said.
No, I only how to say it in Korean. Oh, okay.
I know a horrible swear word. I always try to learn like one bad word
in
every language.
That's how you connect with people.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You learn a culture.
You yelled it at the rat people downstairs.
It's true. It's true.
Oh my God.
You yelled it at the rat people downstairs.
Yeah. They're dirty.
It escalated.
So that's your favorite show you've been in. Do you have one? You're just your favorite show to watch?
I mean, when I saw Dear Evan Hansen when it first came out.
Sure.
And I instantly fell in love with that show, but I feel like now every person in the world has fallen in love with it for good reason.
Yeah.
So that is definitely my like commercial, like, oh, I really love that show.
What's your favorite like random one? Like you're like guilty. One that you like to pull out is like
a Little Night Music.
Oh, okay. So good.
A Little Night Music.
That's a great one.
Do you know what's fun on a cardio machine? A weekend in the country.
I've done it.
You can power through like a mile in a weekend in the country.
I used to have a trainer for a short period
of
time.
That works for like the musical and just in like general.
Yeah, yeah.
You can power through a mile in a weekend
in
the country.
A mile in the country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My trainer used to like, when I had a trainer briefly, he'd be like, what are you listening to? Because I'd be like jamming away. It would be a show tune.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
It'd be a show tune. He'd be like, what is wrong with you?
I mean, Dreamers
like,
is a
every
great
story
running
is a love
soundtrack.
Story.
Right, right. Album. Just the move. I love it.
Do you have a favorite experience seeing a show? It doesn't have to be your favorite show, but you'll never forget seeing that show or what it meant to you or so on and so forth.
Or the chili. Or
what is
it?
The chili's not
what
I remember from that show.
It wasn't Witness Uganda.
Oh.
Off Broadway. I think it was that second.
Thread.
Invisible Thread.
Invisible Thread. But yes, it was witnessing.
Absolutely. It just put me through all of it. It was so beautiful. Another answer to that is Come From Away.
Sure.
I've never laughed, cried. And I'm not a crier. We all say that. But I literally, everyone remembers that horrible day.
Yeah.
And the way they went through the story and through the thread, it was so like artistically perfect to me. Even my dad went to go see it, which makes me happy because he doesn't get to see a lot of theater.
Yay. Sure.
I sent him in Rochester, where I'm from, and he's like, I was crying.
Oh, he saw the tour in Rochester?
He saw the tour.
Yeah,
oh, that's
I saw it
on Broadway.
Sure.
Yeah, he saw the tour like a month ago.
That's wonderful.
It was like my highest recommendation. Yay. I was like, I don't
that's
care
so
what
my
you
parents
said.
I tell everyone to see.
My parents are coming in the spring, and we're seeing that show because my mom desperately wants to see it.
Well, you haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, so I said, I was like, I haven't been in a while. I'll go back. Let's see it.
Oh, 90 minutes no intermission, and it's perfect? Great, man.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I felt. I didn't know it was going to be a one act.
Oh, sure.
So when I went there, I was like, what is going on with Broadway in these 100 minute, 90 minutes?
This is great. It's like really nice that those types of shows are wonderful because, I mean, not all of them, but like most of them are. So it's one of those things where it's like, wow, they told a story in the right amount of time. This is incredible.
For our low attention
span. Yeah, right?
Yes.
Once on Island is one act, right?
90 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you split it to two at all while you're on tour?
No, I know some theaters
ask to do that.
Absolutely not.
But
you really couldn't with
one
time.
No, I don't know where you would do it.
I feel like you could do it Once on This Island is act one and Come From Away is act two.
Oh.
And you would still finish before that newest theater.
And you could call it Twice on This Island!
It is on an island.
That actually works.
I'm out.
That
I'm leaving.
Works.
I'm done.
Yes. I know. I was with you.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Oh.
And then there can be like an episode where like they do it together. Like Timon ends up on their island and it's like a whole thing.
Whoa. She'd need a jacket.
She needs some shoes, a jacket.
They would give her all of those for sure.
Yeah.
Well, before we.
They would give her all of those. They'll go down to Shoppers.
It would be a very different musical if we like transported a character from each.
I love it.
Oh, God.
Before we get deep into Once on This Island, let's play a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's play a game. Okay. Yeah. I'm competitive.
We're coming back. I don't know if you know this, but we haven't been together recording in a while.
We haven't.
Because we just had a bit of a Christmas break.
Sure, yeah, but you all have heard us every single Tuesday.
Yes, you did.
But like, some of those were.
Yeah.
But we took a break during the radio play.
Yes, we did.
And so to get us all back in sync, I thought we would do Dirty Hands on a Hard Body.
Okay.
Which is basically a categories game. So you'll do the Wheel of Rock you beat. Someone will pick a category. For instance, colors. And then we'd go around and say...
Red.
Blue.
Yellow.
Green.
And then if I repeat, like say red, or I can't come up with one, then I have a dirty hand.
And you put it in the air. And then you would get to pick the category for the next round. If you get out twice, you're out of the game, and we go back until one person wins.
Oh, I like this.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey.
Do you want to pick the first category?
Map. Ooh. Countries.
Sure.
Is that too big?
No, it's great.
No.
Okay,
no.
You'd be surprised how quickly we don't remember countries.
Let's show our color.
France.
Germany.
Uganda.
USA.
Spain.
Canada.
Luxembourg.
Oh my God! Category! No, I was like Turkic. No. I was trying to show off. That's what happened. Yeah. I was trying to show off.
You gotta go.
I had
a simple
right.
Portugal.
No, I know.
You
know. I know.
Ireland. Yeah.
Well, you get to
did
pick
someone
again?
Say Canada?
Yes, I did. Oh. Did I? Was that in my head?
You did.
Okay, great.
All right.
But you get to pick the category again.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The loser gets to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Let me think.
Yeah.
U.S. cities.
Sure.
Okay.
If I lose this one, I'm leaving.
Yeah, Mr. Encore.
Yeah, yeah. If I lose this one, I'm out.
Pull through your calendar.
I'm out.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, we can do this. Do I go first?
Sure.
Okay.
New York.
Trenton.
Los Angeles.
Dayton.
Chicago.
Sacramento.
Columbus.
Houston.
Cincinnati.
Portland.
Chicago?
I said it.
Oh, I said it. Oh, I'm not good at paying attention to this game.
That's what
I just love
that
I said New York, and instead of saying L.A. and like hitting all the big cities, you said Trenton?
Yeah,
I said
really
Dayton.
Threw me off.
I was on your path.
I was working geographically.
Right. You're moving out
yeah,
like
yeah,
a fan.
Yeah,
I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So and then I went immediately to Sacramento,
right.
Obviously.
It's a big fan.
All right.
Kimberly.
Fictional cities.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's the first thing I thought of, and I already can't think of any.
You have to go first.
So,
I have to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. But I can let a couple rounds go by, right?
Yeah, of course. You can, like, talk while you're, like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, of course.
Okay. Narnia?
Sure.
The Emerald City.
Oh. Gotham.
Star City?
Yeah, that's one.
I'm just smiling right now.
Just fictional places.
Did I lose? Wait, oh, God. I don't know.
I'm not.
No. I mean,
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Hogsmeade? Hogsmeade?
Where?
Hogsmeade?
That's in Harry Potter.
In Harry Potter.
Nope.
Will they go?
My brother would be very upset.
Anyway, but you get to choose the category that we play with now, but you're out.
I did not bring my A game. Well, that's another story. Never
give
mind.
Us a hard
anyway,
one.
he got it.
Mine anyway.
I was there.
And
you have to look at your nails when you say that too.
That's
very burned up here.
Never mind.
Anyway.
So good.
Beers.
Okay.
Okay. Budweiser.
Bud Light.
Pale ales. You didn't say brands.
No, we did.
Okay.
All right.
Belgian wheat ales.
IPAs.
Sours.
The red ones.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Pilsners.
Oh, my gang.
What?
Yeah,
that's not wrong.
Okay, I have a hand up. Okay. My brain couldn't switch back and forth.
Heineken.
Yeah.
Madaya.
Let's go with
Puerto Rican.
Popular mixers.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
How popular?
Very popular. Soda.
Ginger ale.
Cranberry juice.
OJ.
Grapefruit.
Diet Coke.
Olive juice.
Pineapple.
Grenadine.
Okay.
Are we giving it to her?
That's not a...
Let's just kick her out.
It comes in like the little roses.
It's like a sweetener. It definitely okay. does. Yeah.
Right,
you could do
right.
vodka and grenadine, I believe. Okay.
It's yeah, just
Dirty
that's
Shirley.
True. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we'll give it to you.
Just Shirley Temple.
Margarita mix.
Dr. Pepper.
Who puts
no,
Dr. Pepper in
that is
in
not
drink?
A popular mixer.
That's just a soda.
That's true.
Who right, has right. ever been like, give me a vodka, Dr. Pep?
I'm
like,
sure I don't people think have.
And no.
I'm sure
what
someone
bar is
has.
Dr. Pepper.
Okay, so this round we're going to do double time, and whoever gets out wins.
No, what?
I don't know.
So wait a minute.
We all have one hand.
Now wait a minute.
Why don't you pick a category and then we'll just go.
Go
when someone gets
one
out, then
left.
It's just two people.
Okay.
Okay,
the
sure.
Same category.
But I get to pick the category.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no. You're the worst.
Yeah. Let's go with shows airing on HBO that can include miniseries.
Cool.
Okay.
That got really... That's like a Golden Globe category. Kimberly, you go first.
Oh, Sex and the City.
Game of Thrones.
Sopranos.
6 Feet Under.
The Affair?
No,
that's
The
Showtime.
Affair is Showtime, I think.
Right, but that counts because it's...
No.
No.
Okay.
He tried.
Oz.
Last Week Tonight.
Chernobyl.
Girls.
Succession.
Wyatt Cenac's show called... Problem areas.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
She was just...
Togetherness.
Divorce?
Is that HBO? I think that's HBO.
That's ironic. Together.
Yeah. Divorce. That's what
yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Watchmen.
I'm out.
Okay.
The Wire.
The Wire is HBO?
Yeah.
I thought that was Showtime.
So Tyler wins. Yay!
I've never seen The Wire.
So good.
Let's go to an island, shall we?
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Let's talk about The Island.
But only one.
Yeah. Well, twice for him, technically.
Ooh, yes. So, do you feel weird every night that you're breaking the rules by being twice on the island?
I don't feel weird. It just feels like a long journey, but a good journey.
You're like, it's the TV show Lost.
Yeah. What's it like traveling with the show? Like, this specific show, you know, what it's saying to the audience, what you're presenting
to
them.
Do you room with the goats?
I wish. We don't have goats on the tour, but
oh, that Sparky. Was my next question.
Sparky from the old, or one of our old goats from New York.
I guess
was
it would
one
be hard to travel
friends.
With a goat.
It would. It'd be because they have to be trained. They need certain accommodation.
You have to get a
and you
enough.
Can't
carry
find
on.
A local goat.
I mean, couldn't you? I was gonna say,
city.
Could you get a local goat?
Can't you train a local goat in Dayton, Ohio? I don't know.
Do they wear their weird head. Little diapers that were painted to look like their fur?
Well, funny story. Sparky was the goat I had to bring on in the Tony Awards. And his diaper wasn't there.
Oh.
And they have four stomachs, is what the handlers say. So they pretty much take crap all the time, little pellets. And I'm looking at it, and Mama will provide, or the storm started, our first sequence. And I looked at the goat, I went, there's no diaper. And I was like, what we don't want is on national TV for these pellets. You just go Nathan Lane,
through the theater.
Yeah, I brought him down the aisle.
Oh,
for
then
our
everyone's walking
cameo.
Out on both. Yeah. You guys were kind of last.
That would have been horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Nathan Lane would have not appreciated pellets everywhere.
Yeah. Sure.
So, because he definitely peed right where Kerry Washington sat during our rehearsal, which I'm sure they did not disclose.
Yeah, a little Febreze.
They cleaned it. They cleaned it. It's fine. It's fine. Her Prada shoes are great. They're fine. But. Yeah, they like threw on the diaper, and then I was like, "Gotta go!" And then I just come on, Sparky,
so
you
is
got
that,
this. Just
is
hold
that kind
it
of
in.
A quick change,
right? Sparky won the quick change challenge. He won the quick change challenge.
That's so funny.
God bless him.
That's amazing.
Well, what has the show taught you? Like,
oh my god,
you get to present it every night, and is there a difference of what it's taught you when you're you know on Broadway, you know? In the same theater with different people coming in as opposed to being in a different space with new people coming in across the country?
I think it's completely different. I think New York is obviously a more liberal audience. I think most people are theater goers in New York, and the tourists that are coming to these shows usually would go see a show every time they come in the city, I feel like. The difference with on tour, these people see, you know, they have their subscriptions and they love it and they're excited for it. But with this show, you know, people don't necessarily know what to expect all the time. I think it's like a small cult following, and people know like, oh, it's like that show with like the four gods, or they know like a piece of it, but they don't know the entirety and what the content is. And it's really rewarding looking out, seeing usually mostly white faces, to be honest, in middle America, and seeing that they also like love the story and they're celebrating, you know, all of these... All of the truth of it, and they love the show, and I think that's a really rewarding thing, you know, to be a part of, and to feel like I'm also continuing to carry the baton from, you know, our Broadway company amongst a couple other Broadway alums, and I think that we don't take that fact lightly, and the tour is going very well so far, excited to bring it to. Middle America, across America, I should say, especially now. I always say this in my interviews, especially now with like our political climate. I think that this story is really important to show, you know, the transcends of love and beyond seeing people of color being celebrated on stage and happy and proud and lifting up our culture because it's all of our culture in a way, you know, we're sharing it. Yeah. So I think it's really rewarding.
Sure. And speaking of on stage, proscenium this time?
Yes. Yeah. But we do have on stage seating.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, upstage, like at the Tonys.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Minus, you know, downstage. But we have it stage right, stage left, upstage.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So it's like give it that in the round feel, even though it clears.
No, it's great.
That's awesome. Do you travel with sand?
Every city provides the sand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool that you're like treading through each city.
Literally.
When you do the show.
With Chicago
Does
sand.
The sand. Can you go to Hawaii and have a black sand beach?
You, please send us to Hawaii.
Why is that not? Go to Bermuda, have a pink sand.
That is a resource they are not low on. Right? Why are we not?
You're
in
like,
Hawaii?
I'll even go for a month or two. Like, I'll go to Hawaii. Right.
Let's do a sit down.
I can't imagine, though, traveling to Hawaii. Like, the logistics.
The set. I can't imagine. Yeah. It
must be, because our set's pretty. We have a truck.
Right.
Yeah.
Like half of
you could drive
semi.
To Hawaii.
Right.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I actually don't know how. They break up the truck, they said, which I can't imagine. I just look at our set every day and go, God bless the crew. God bless them. No, really, God bless them. It's really hard set.
I'm trying to, like,
set.
Picture.
when you get there, is like the sand all like there on the stage already?
No, the sand's the last
thing. Like in bags. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They have to make sure everything's like bolted and safety check, and then sand's like the last. There's sometimes, though,
put the secret bug down.
We learn that the sand has to be put inside right when it gets there, because in Hershey, the sand was left outside, which it usually was in every other city because we were in warm cities.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was freezing.
Oh.
Because so sand like, takes temperature. So we were like going out, we were like, Jesus! freezing. And then I'm like, you know, laying
that
in it, the rain comes
so
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, all right, pneumonia.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
You're really feeling your character that
night. Oh, no acting there. I'm cold. I'm freezing.
I'm close to death. It's happening.
Literally.
I have another question, but do they actually have sand in
Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin?
It's Kevin's corner.
So welcome to Kevin's corner, where I have three highly researched questions, and all this research came from an afternoon on Wikipedia. So,
donate a dollar.
Right. I'm always like, no, I just want your pointless information.
Yeah.
So, these are three really smart, intelligent, hard to follow questions, and we're going to see what happens when I ask them. So, here we go. And this is the name game, everyone. So, your name is Tyler. Just like Tyler Darren Lockett, an American football wide receiver and return specialist for the Seattle Seahawks of the National Football League, who, before he was injured, led the nation in average yards per kickoff return in his college freshman season for the 2011 Wildcats. The Wildcats are also a fictional team in the High School Musical franchise who can never remember who they are, illustrated by the fact they're constantly shouting violently at one another, "What team?" Team
Wild
Liquid,
Cats.
However, is a multi-regional professional esports organization based in the Netherlands that was founded in 2000. You know this?
Jay.
Oh, yeah, Jay.
Husband.
Who in 2012 recruited a North American Dota 2 team, marking their first venture into multi-genre management. So my question is, what musical theater character do you think would make the best boss at a day job? And what musical theater character do you think would make the worst boss at a day job?
Day job?
Any day job, like an office, kind of like the movie The Office or the TV show.
I'm a fan of Miranda Priestly being
okay.
An amazing boss.
Yeah.
I love her excellence, and I think we should be grateful for her excellence, and I love it.
I thought
I don't
when
think
I saw that movie
it.
That Anne Hathaway was an idiot for giving up that job.
No, because we're like, oh, yeah. She's like the villain. No,
no,
she's excellent.
She has worked hard.
She's excellent.
She is.
Yes.
So, yeah, I love that. She's a good boss. Who
and
would be a
who?
Terrible boss?
Aladdin.
Okay, that's
See
fair. Because
that.
He's never really been able to run an organization.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah, he would spend a lot of crazy money. He'd be like every.
You know.
He would ask his employees a lot if they trust him. Like it would just be a whole thing.
Experience.
Yeah, you'd be like, you're paying me in apples? This is.
Right. You know, I feel like that's a fair answer. It's a safe answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Oh, good
answer.
Good answer.
Oh, God.
All right, question two. It gets harder. The first part of your last name is hard. Just like a hard disk drive, an electromechanical data storage device that uses magnetic storage to store and retrieve digital information using one or more rigid, rapidly rotating disks called platters coated with magnetic material. The platters are paired with magnetic heads, usually arranged on a moving actuator arm, which read and write data to a platter surface. Data is accessed in a random access manner, meaning that the individual block of data can be stored or retrieved in any order, but not only sequentially. The sequential probability ratio test is a specific sequential hypothesis test that was originally developed for use in quality control studies in the realm of manufacturing, but later formulated for use in the computerized testing of human examinees as determination criterion. So my question is, if you had to cast a fantasy musical version of the new Star Wars trilogy, but the story is based on my understanding of the movies from not having seen them, who would you cast in the following roles? Character one, Rey, a girl who is like Luke's daughter or something and a Force-using Master Jedi. Is that right?
No, but close enough. Yeah, I mean, yes, except for a couple pieces of it.
I zoned out for the majority of that.
Yes.
So did I.
I'm being very honest.
Yes.
I don't know Star Wars 2.
That's fine.
So I would cast me as the lead.
Great.
Perfect. Great. You can be Ray. I love it. So okay. The next one is character two is Kyle Ren.
Oh, yes,
a brooding Kyle. Guy who is going to become the new Darth Vader or something, or some other kind of evil Darth.
Lies. I want to play that. I think that's fun.
Okay. Right. So who plays Ray the girl?
Ray. You.
Okay.
I've heard you sing. We cast it. We got it. We'd right. be a great duo.
Character three is the stormtrooper guy who I think is a good guy now.
Yes. Sure.
Meryl Streep, just because. Yeah, Meryl Streep. Great. She fits everything. Everything. There's no question. Yeah.
And part four is Baby Yoda.
Oh, my God. Cardi B.
Great. This musical is going to make all the money.
It will be the most non-linear.
Tyler Hardwick, Kevin Jager, yeah. Meryl Streep, and Cardi B in Star Wars
it's
or
the most
something.
Non-linear choice.
Yeah, I love it.
But there's something about it that works.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Cardi Baby Yoda.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, question three, the hardest of all.
The hard. Okay.
The last part of your last name is Wick. As in what a thing is when it has a life about it. Now, maybe not a life like you and me, but somewhere there's a single streak of green inside it. Come and let me show you what I mean. Anybody?
Yeah, Secret Garden.
Okay, good. Actually, I won't show you, because Wick is also like John Wick, the American action thriller media franchise in which Keanu Reeves plays John Wick, a retired hitman seeking vengeance for the killing of a dog given to him by his recently deceased wife.
That's what it's about?
Yeah, it's so good.
Because someone killed his dog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's those movies are so incredible.
Did you see the third one yet?
Not yet.
I don't want to watch it. Yeah, I haven't either. It's coming to HBO soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I love HBO.
Yeah, he does love him some HBO. Wife carrying, however, is a contest in Finland in which male competitors race while each carrying a female teammate. Traditionally, each team was composed of a husband and wife couple. However, that is no longer standard practice. The objective is for the male to carry the female through an obstacle course in the fastest time. Several types of carrying may be practiced, either a classic piggyback, a fireman's carry over the shoulder, or Estonian style, with the wife upside down on his back with her legs over his neck and shoulders.
Do you watch Bless This Mess?
No.
They did a whole episode about this.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did the Estonian
method. I found this and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I didn't know it was real.
People race and carry their wives on their backs.
Yeah.
The wife carrying world championships have been held annually in Finland since 1992, and the prize is the wife's weight in beer.
Yeah. There's a whole episode
in
about
beer?
This.
Yes. Literally, these men race through these ridiculous obstacle courses.
So what you're saying is these questions are coming full circle to our game from before.
Yes.
And you also want them to be heavy.
Yes, so that you can get more beer.
Yeah.
It's the most ridiculous contest ever.
You fatten up your wife and then you carry her.
I really want the NFL, NBA, all of our sports things to disappear and it just be all wife carrying all the time.
Great.
Yes. Yes.
So there's no question. I just wanted to say that. No, I'm just kidding. So my question is, what is a movie, a TV show, and a book from your childhood that you think the next generation of children should all be required to see and or read?
A movie.
This is a good one.
That is a good one. You're making me like dive back into my childhood.
I like to let you have a few drinks and then just slap it home
right,
with the childhood.
Could you imagine? I just like start sobbing.
Yeah. We're all in this together.
I like historical books.
Okay.
And I'm embarrassed to say I don't have the title.
Mm-hmm.
But it was it was about the Holocaust, and I don't remember the title. It's horrible.
Mouse?
I will not
Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
No, I've read that.
Anne Frank
That's
and
great.
Me, where she goes back in time.
No.
Oh, I like that
I
one.
Really couldn't. It was okay. Just, I read it in eighth grade. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Read it in eighth grade.
Great.
You can see your
maybe a little
face.
Too early to, I mean, I was ahead.
Maybe.
I remember we.
Oh, was it what's Elie Wiesel's book?
Night.
The way our school does, like, you get categories like history.
Oh, and then you pick a book.
And you pick a book, but you can't, you know, I always picked from without, you know, outside of the list.
Yep.
I was a reader
Fancy.
Growing up.
I love it.
So I'm embarrassed to not know the title, but anything historical that bears truth, I'm all for.
Love it.
A movie that sticks out from my childhood for some random reason is Bringing Down the House.
Is it Number the Stars?
Oh, that's a really good
one.
I don't want to say yes or no because
okay.
I'd be really I you know what I mean?
Number the Stars is such a good book. as I push up my glasses.
Yeah, Bringing Down the House was a comedy that I thought was so funny when I was younger.
Yeah.
And like, I wasn't too young, but...
Wait, is that that's the Steve Martin Queen Latifah one?
Yes.
Oh my God,
yes.
It's so good.
Yes. It's like a little cheesy, but I ate it up and I'll
Is that
like,
the one where she skis?
No, but she like fights
holiday,
the girl
maybe?
In the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They like dance and Steve Martin has this like dance sequence.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Okay, so that's required viewing.
Book, movie, TV show.
TV show.
The Wire pops out.
So every
childhood?
I wasn't so no. What's childhood then? So like young. Okay.
Like
scratch
high
that.
School.
Yeah.
Burn Notice is one of
my
favorite TV shows in the world.
Burn Notice.
You love Burn Notice.
Her husband is like, who watches Burn Notice? Only Brian watches Burn Notice.
Burn
but
Notice
I don't.
Actually, is my favorite show. If you said what's your favorite show of all time,
wait, really?
I would say Burn Notice.
USA characters welcome.
Do you
Wait,
know why I don't like
Burn
Notice? Isn't Burn
Notice the show that, like, the blonde woman from Designing Women was the mother?
No.
Yeah,
it's one of the king's mistresses from the Tudors.
Yes. She's on the show.
Yes.
But
yes.
Sharon Glass is from Queer as Folk.
And Cagney
she's
and Lacey.
She's also from... Yes.
Yeah, the woman from Queer as Folk, but she's, like, fierce with, like, a white, like, short haircut.
Well,
and
then Bruce
pilot
Campbell.
Hair was not the greatest.
But then they made a big change, and they're like, okay,
it was so good. I waited on him once.
Are you serious?
Donovan. Yeah, the lead.
Did you tell him you loved his show?
No, I was so nervous.
I love Burn Notice.
Oh, I'm so...
I can't believe it Raven's Corner brought
happiness.
You two closer together.
I've seen, I have like all the discs.
Me too,
I've
I own
it. That is literally...
Oh, I love Burn Notice.
My brother and my favorite show growing up, USA was like our favorite network.
Do you watch Royal Pains?
I used to.
There you go.
I watched the first like three seasons.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
I fell off.
Yeah, I mean, the,
I
all
fell
those
off.
Shows
Patty
get wacky.
In the first three?
No, she's in like four or five.
Oh, you missed her.
I think the only other show that I like stuck with, like Burn Notice on USA, was Suits.
Oh, sure, because of Megan.
Our Megan.
Yeah.
She's my favorite 10-year challenge. It was like she was holding a Deal or No Deal case, and now she's like, I think she's won. She's won. She has won. She has won.
Girl made the deal.
Yeah. She made the deal.
She made the deal. She's and like, this has been Kevin's Corner.
That was fun.
That was amazing.
So you said you're from Rochester.
Rochester, New York.
Do you remember the first show you saw? I'm sure it was probably on tour, right? Or something local?
Yes, it was at the Auditorium Theater. It was either... No.
The theater is called Auditorium?
The Auditorium.
Yeah.
Yes.
I kind of like that.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
It is what it is. No,
they
didn't
want to
confuse anyone.
They don't mess
you know
around.
What I mean? They didn't want to confuse anyone. I want to say Lion King.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It definitely was Lion King. Yes, because Garth Fagan, the choreographer, ran at his prime, had a company in Rochester and in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a big thing in our community.
Deal.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then my second was Wicked that I saw with my father. And that stands out to me. That's why I was confused because it was the first show I saw with, like, my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Or with my dad, I should say.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Because he doesn't see...
Are they theater people?
Yeah,
or
I wouldn't
they
say they're
like
not,
him?
But
yeah.
They wouldn't run to, you know, I think that they're more theater people because of me. If it wasn't for me,
so
I
like,
don't think.
You had to suggest Come From Away. They didn't run to see it because it was in
right.
town.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Sure, sure.
I don't
you
think
said,
they
this
would.
This great show will be in town. You
yeah.
should go see
mm-hmm.
it.
I send them. I force them to go. Like, because I'll ask them questions. So what did you think of this?
There will be a quiz.
Questions like in the back of a book.
Right. And do you remember coming to New York and seeing your first Broadway show?
I saw Spamalot.
Oh, cool.
I was very angry about it.
Why?
Because we got to vote. I don't remember the other two options.
Oh, was it high school?
Yeah, in high school.
Oh, like vote to see what you... Oh,
which
yeah.
one you wanted to see.
What were the other two?
I don't remember. I think it was Wicked, of course. Wicked. I already saw it, so it wasn't that. I don't know the other show that was
what
probably
else was
around
there?
There.
Lion King.
But I will
Wicked.
Say right now, I'm so happy we saw Spamalot because I did not know. I was not informed. I wasn't
you weren't
a theater
Grail
kid.
Person?
I wasn't a theater kid when I growing up. I was a soccer player.
Oh, okay.
So I came to this late. So I was like, oh, Wicked. You know what I mean? and I loved it. Clay Aiken was in it at the time.
Yeah.
Sir Robin?
I didn't see him in that. I saw him later in Clay and
Ruben. Ruben and Clay's Christmas.
Yeah, that was this year.
Last Christmas.
Yeah.
How could we ever forget?
Yeah, never.
Well, so you said you came late to all of this. What, I guess kind of talk a little bit about that, you know, being someone who was probably involved heavily in sports and soccer, as you said, and you transitioned to theater. How did that kind of pan out?
I transitioned because they were mean to me in soccer.
I'm kidding.
You look like you'd be very good at soccer, so
they were
I don't know.
Mean to me. No, I think I was singing randomly when I was in middle school, cutting the lawn, and my neighbor was like, you can sing. And I was like, okay. And he just kind
of
like,
Glee.
Yeah, he like pushed me. And then I like randomly, my middle school is named or called Burger. So we had Burger Idol. And I was like, I think I'll just join that.
Auditorium and Burger.
Yeah, Burger. And I just did the Burger Idol competition. I won. And then
what did you sing?
I sang, she used to be my girl. She used to be, I wore like a, what do you call these? Like a fedora.
Fedora.
Sure. Yeah. So tacky. There's a horrible picture that I might post on my Instagram one of these days.
Yeah.
It's like a orange cream. I looked like a 70-year-old in like a seventh grade body. And my dad dressed me.
Oh.
God bless him. It was bad. It was terrible.
That's so good.
And then that kind of just like evolved into...
It evolved into my fashion sense.
And then the theater teacher was just like, you must.
No, and then I did Aladdin Jr.
Cool.
I did Aladdin Jr.
Yeah.
He'd be such a terrible boss.
Awful.
I know from experience.
Yeah.
And then I just started doing musicals consistently in high school. And I realized that soccer, being a professional soccer player in the U.S., if you're not a woman, we suck the guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm.
And then you might not even get to meet David Beckham. So
what's
the point?
Right. And then I just got hit with the theater bug.
That's awesome.
And I loved it. And, you know, everyone was very supportive in my high school, my music community. But they were like, oh, you're really going to do it? And it's actually really nice because it's my 10-year reunion this year. And I'm going back to do my own solo show. And it's like sold
called
out.
Idol.
No, because you. And it's like sold out, and it's kind of like a coming home story.
Yeah.
You're doing like a documentary. It's really it's really cool. My soccer coach, he's like in a professional media company, and he sent me his stuff, and it's like really, really awesome. So it's really nice because they get to
see
the kid that was like, I think I'm going to do theater.
And then you can sell the DVD of your concert. Well,
could you imagine?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's play another game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I need to win. Or at least second place. I can't be kicked out
first. This
one's
less points based and more we can just vote on who we think did a good job.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
This game is just called Once on This Something.
Oh, Once on This Something.
And so Once on This Island, loosely based on the original Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Right.
So.
Hans Christian Andersen.
Yes.
Oh, right, not a grim fairy tale.
Right.
Well, in one hand, I have some grim fairy tales.
That's all right.
And I even was just
I didn't mean to ruin your game, I'm sorry.
I love it.
I think they both did some of these.
Yes.
I have some grim fairy tales, and in the other hand, I just have some places. And so you're going to pick one of each.
Okay.
And you're going to read the title, which will be Once on This,
whatever
place you have drawn.
Okay.
And then draw your fairy tale. And then explain to me how you might make a musical
adaptation that place.
In that place.
Okay,
got it.
Kevin, do you want to go first?
Sure.
He's a good example.
Yeah, I need this example.
Okay, let's see.
All right, this is very exciting. What do you got, Kevin?
I got Once on This Moon.
Uh huh.
And I have a Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh.
So clearly, this is a group of astronauts who go to the moon, and they're going to see the old head astronaut who's like in a space station there on the moon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so they're bringing her supplies. And so the female captain of the astronauts who ends up going by herself to take the supplies, they call her Code Red.
Mm-hmm. Like the Mountain Dew.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so
she's like a hot redhead.
Yes. So Code Red is going to deliver these supplies, but along the way she meets a Martian who's like, hey, I'm a Martian. You should study me instead of going there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't know. And then he's like, oh, go this way. So then he tries to, and then he puts on the this is going to get really dark, but he puts on the old astronaut skin and acts like he's the old astronaut, but then he's not. And then they beat him up. And that is
Once
on This Moon.
like,
but it's a beautiful ending because then they beat him up and he turns into a Mars tree. So
turns into a Mars tree.
Yeah, so that's how we find about life on Mars, and that's Once on This Moon.
Also, blossoms I would see that.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, so
blossoms into a star.
Yeah, exactly. That's
sure.
all it is.
Sure.
That's yes. Would you like to go?
Oh, God. Okay. Once on this rooftop, Rapunzel.
Okay. Is there a fiddler on there?
Yeah.
Me. Okay. So, a girl with no shoes. The opening act is she's on the roof. She's on the rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The drifters come in, sing up on the roof, just for no reason. Just right. Literally just, it's a nice bop.
It's a cold
I like
open.
It. We love it. And then they go off. That's all. We're going to pay them full production salary. That's all I want from all three of them.
You should produce commercial theater.
That's it.
Do they have to bow at the end or they can go home?
They can go home.
Okay, great.
In my production. Mm-hmm. Yes, in my
their
production.
Bows are pre-taped.
They're virtual bows. We're getting there.
They FaceTime
yeah,
on their couch.
It's 2020. And
they'll cameo their bows.
Rapunzel's whole desire is to get a pair of shoes, but the entire town hates her, so they actively do not want her to have a pair of shoes. So she can come down off of the roof, but everyone abuses her and fights her to not get a pair of shoes. Why? I don't know. But that's for you to go home and think about.
Right. Oh,
right. 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 Part. We love that. We love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
love that thought. And then after a while, after three ballads and one up tempo.
Right.
right.
This all makes sense to me.
Yeah. I know. No, just follow me.
The tennis.
The love of her life says, why are we doing this? Why is there violence? We should all be working together, helping one another, build a better world.
Is he on the ground?
He's on the ground. Well, he's on a further rooftop.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they just see each other randomly one day. Yeah. I know. It's fate.
Me cute. Roof cute.
And he,
roof cute.
He gives her his shoes.
Aw.
Did he throw them over the roof?
He actually just walks them over. But it's kind of like the Frozen desert where like it's like this big sequence. And
oh,
they,
sure.
You know what I mean? It's like there's like a wire between the roofs and there's like really dramatic music. And then Rapunzel has a ballad saying she actually didn't need the man to save her. That she would have figured out a way to get her own shoes, which I love.
Yeah.
Because she is a woman and she can do... She can fend for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends with that point alone.
I love
and
that.
That's it.
It's very breathtaking.
And take just end with, I would have been fine.
I would have been fine. Now, it may not be groundbreaking, but the point stands true.
It's roof breaking.
Now, this was just a draft. It was a draft.
We love
we're
first
in rewrites.
It's okay. We're okay.
We're in previews.
Kimberly, go
we're
for it.
We're opening Seattle. It's fine.
Yeah. I have Once on This Farm. Featuring the tale of Sleeping Beauty.
Oh.
Or Briar Rose, as she might be known.
Mm-hmm. True.
On the farm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she would.
Totes.
Because the farm does have a rose garden all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
As they do.
Lots of thorns.
Mm.
Okay.
Thorny rose garden. Got
thorny
it.
Rose garden.
Okay.
We have the location.
Yep.
So
yep.
Set the we're scene. Good.
Okay. So as you walk into the theater, you are walking through
oh,
all of these
the
roses.
Okay.
Oh.
Like the
with
curtains.
Thorns?
You bleeding in your seat?
No.
No
suggested, but you can't actually. The roses are nowhere close enough to you that you
oh,
might
oh,
touch
okay.
them.
Just atmospheric.
But it feels maybe a little dangerous with the lighting.
Ooh.
Then you walk in and you go through like the curtains into the orchestra that are all roses. And you see just a stark farm, maybe like one... tumbleweed, but nothing
amongst
really
the roses.
Else. Amongst the roses
right.
that are all also on the back, and then just a very sparse. there might be like actual grass, dead,
oh.
actual like dead.
It's a
grass.
Strong visual.
I know
because I don't have a plot.
I was like, this is like a Flaubert book.
Scene.
You're just saving the seed for like 10 minutes.
there's no overture. We just go to black.
Love it.
Okay.
And then a single spotlight appears in the middle. Of the mezzanine.
Oh.
we're just making stuff up. Yeah, we're just going there.
Okay.
So no full sight. Okay.
On a single young girl.
Okay. Great. Don't buy your orchestra.
She, you know, is 16, but played by someone 18 and up because we can't afford tutors.
Right. No child wranglers.
That was Sleeping Beauty on the farm. Not.
I've learned the entire business plan for this show.
No split weeks.
I mean, if you have a business plan, it doesn't matter what the content is.
Yeah. She sings this beautiful opening number about how much she wants to find love and get out of her farm. And then she She flies from the mezzanine to the stage, okay, like on a hobby horse.
High budget.
To suggest that she's been riding her horse around the farm. And then...
Can't pay for tutors, but insurance is through the roof.
Yeah. I was going to say, high budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're cutting costs.
As she lands, she just hits the deck.
It's a Tamar production.
And is asleep.
Oh.
And then it's a one-woman show told by Maleficent's point of view, who is a farmhand.
Okay.
And then she just, like, very calmly, it's not a musical anymore, she just very calmly explains everything about this poor girl who fell asleep and that it wasn't really her fault, even though she did technically give her the concussion. And then at the very end, out of nowhere, so you've sat through like an hour and a half, very intense one-woman show.
And you know at least two old people have whispered, is that girl all right?
Like, yeah, so she's there the whole time. And then out of nowhere, the orchestra, full orchestra, that hasn't played a note since the opening number.
You're spending money really well for this show.
Swells. And like down, like with a machete comes a prince and just kisses her and she wakes up. And then
on the roses, like machetes for the roses or the princess?
Yeah, the roses.
What's the callback process for her? We just want to see how long you can stay there and be still.
It's just a rehearsal room full of actresses laying on the floor. Yeah. And they're just walking amongst them.
Like, make sure they don't snore. Right. Yeah.
I mean, I've been to typecast auditions that have basically been that.
That's true. Anyway, the prince comes and kisses her. They wake up. And they do a full choreographed bow as though a musical had happened. And then Maleficent's just sort of off on the corner, gives a nod to the audience, tips her cap, and that's the end of the show.
Is there going to be chili at this one, too?
No, but everyone kind of chews on straw.
Oh. We all have high budgets in our
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, we went there.
Well, mine.
All right, Brian. It.
Oh, God, Brian, can you top that?
Is once on this tarmac with Hansel and Gretel.
Okay.
Ooh.
A tarmac is like a plane thing, right?
Yes. That's where your plane takes
off.
Where
your plane sits.
Thank you.
It's yeah.
Scrambling down the road. Like
so essentially what this is it all takes place on a stranded plane on a tarmac. And Hansel and Gretel are in first class. And their dad, something before they even take off, their dad, something happens to their father in first class.
Okay.
And it's like, is there a doctor on board? Is there a doctor on board?
Right.
And then everyone says, yes, the doctor's all the way in the back. So Hansel and Gretel have to go through the plane, leaving little nips in their trail.
What are nips?
The little alcohol bottles.
Oh, okay.
And they go to the back.
I don't know. I thought cheese nips.
And then they find out that the back of the plane is just a crazy place. But while they're walking forward, they see all these empty seats, and they're very confused as to what it is, and lots of crying families. Or parents.
It's a 747.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, it's huge. Right. It's like a double decker. It's like
they're, oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's an Airbus.
Yeah, and so they're going, so they can make it to the back, and they're trapped in the back. All the kids have been taken by the witch who lives in the back of this plane.
Okay.
And she keeps everybody in the porta pot, the bathrooms.
The porta pot.
Yeah.
So they're all like slammed on top of each other inside the little bathroom.
But she attracts them with all the snacks and the
oh yeah
and the pilot wings.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. And that's where all the kids' movies are. She deleted them from all the screens, and all the kids' movies are in the back too.
Okay.
So she mesmerizes them as well.
Yep.
But
Nemo will get you.
Yeah, but what we find out is that she has put the pilot under a spell. So he's been the one over the loudspeaker saying like, "Don't like doing like a subconscious like a subtextual like message to all the parents so that they will forget about their children."
But they were all crying.
Right.
To make them cry to forget.
Yeah.
Got it.
It like wipes away. It's like, you know, how rain is the archetype for a new beginning.
Correct.
That's what their tears are.
Gotcha.
And they need
good recovery.
Right. They need to get back to their father before the flight takes off. and save him.
Wow.
And maybe, oh, wait, I take that back. Their father is the pilot. This makes more sense.
Yeah.
And now, what city is this? Chicago, New York? Very different delaying times.
Undisclosed. Yeah. We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know. Undisclosed.
Are they flying domestic or international?
It has to be international. Skybus won't go domestic. That'd be crazy.
True.
Of course, sorry. Not to Trenton.
They do have an airport. Yep. Frontier Airlines.
And that is Hansel and Gretel Once on This Tarmac.
Yay!
So the plane never takes off.
No. Unless, depends how big. If I have a big budget, there's a whole sequence in the air.
Right. Oh, duh.
If I don't, it
doesn't. Does it end with the father punching the witch and saying, get off my plane?
100%.
Well, then it goes to the choreography department.
Like, yeah, uh-huh. Right, yeah. Get off my plane.
Oh, yeah. There's a witch. Yeah. Oh my god, look at there's a witch.
But yeah, that's it.
I love it.
Let's vote.
Yeah, who's the best? Me? Okay, great.
I like, honestly, I'm into the moon.
I like the moon.
You like Hansel and Gretel?
I do, I have to admit. I saw the plane. I saw it on stage.
I'm going to vote for the plane, too, just to make it a little tie.
Okay.
A tie-zy.
Cheers. Which,
now what happens?
Which, because I was selfless, I win. So, I win!
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of our episode.
It does.
Oh, I'm sad.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really had a blast.
Yeah.
Me too.
Don't forget, you can follow him on social media by just typing in his name. Or if you want a shortcut, Tyler Har or Tyler Hardwick 1.
Can we follow you on the road? Where are you off to next?
Yes. We're going to Utica, mm-hmm. January 15th and 16th.
Like Utica Avenue in Brooklyn?
Could you imagine? Maybe. No. Utica, New York, and then Schenectady. Mm-hmm. Or my friend would say Schenectady.
Oh, of course.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I said, what? Schenectady. I said, what? I said, point. What are you talking about? Schenectady?
I love that.
Schenectady. So that's what I say now. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. For tickets or more information, you can go to onceonthisisland.com/tour. So check it out there. But again, thank you so much for joining us. You can follow us at Broadwasted on all social media.
That's us.
You can go to our Facebook group for some theater nerdy stuff.
Yeah, we talk about fun stuff.
You can find us on the Broadway Podcast Network.
Yeah, we are there.
You can also find us...
bpn.fm/broadwasted.
And then you can also find us on wherever you get your podcasts, so Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. If you could rate and review us there.
Five stars, please.
And thank you.
That would be really helpful. But we always end it with a quote.
We do. Yeah. Really important one.
And that I'm your man and you're my girl, that I'm the sea and you're the pearl. It takes two, baby. It takes two.
I'm the man and you're my girl. Is that hairspray?
Yeah, hairspray. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
But thanks again so much for joining us. This was so much fun. Thanks for giving us all the dirt on Kevin's living habits and situation.
Thank you for living
on. I'll be back with more stories.
I just have to say, I was not the person that he banged on the door and told them to clean up.
No!
I am not the mouse man.
This is a different building. I said different building.
Sure.
My mom's very excited, by the way. She goes, wait, so you get wasted and then talk about Broadway? I said, yeah, Mom. that's exactly what they're doing.
No, go see Come From Away.
That's what we all did when we told our parents we were doing this show. They're like, wait, is this a good idea? And I was like, yes, it's a great idea.
Yeah, like a small town mom. She's like, okay.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Well, let's raise our Hudson whiskeys up.
Yes.
And as we say every episode,
Zoo-doo-wop-bop.
Cheers. Thank you so much. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you.
Yay.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway, Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.